And welcome, everyone, to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome you to my live call radio show, Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. And this week, we have some dynamic transits that are simply going to invigorate our lives and change our lives. So tonight, we're going to be talking about some of these great transits that we're in the midst of experiencing right now. Today is May 1st, and as everybody knows who follows along with astrology, right in the beginning of May, we have a new moon. We have Mercury entering Gemini, and then later on, we have Saturn going direct and Mars entering Leo. This is a lot of dynamic energy that's going to encourage us and give us strength and a lot of oomph and add a lot of zest and courage for us to make changes and forge right ahead. So tonight we're going to be talking about all of these great changes, and you know, this is a live call-in radio show, so after I do my little talk and get you all psyched up about the changes and the planetary motions that we're going through, we'll open up the lines and we will take some calls, because I know the callers are waiting to call in. But don't forget, you're listening to me, Terry Nazon, live on the BBS Radio Network Station 2 every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific. I don't know if many of you have heard about that this month, May, begins with a new moon in Taurus. And I know those of you who are knowledgeable about astrology have heard this new moon in Taurus is called the super moon, a phrase coined by the famous astrologer Richard Knoll to define a new moon in perigee. Now, I know that's a mouthful, but, you know, I'm also here to teach you more about astrology. Because we need more astrologers and we need people to make predictions, and I want you all to learn astrology because you know I'm fascinated with making us an astrology nation. The moon in perigee refers to a moon that is at its closest point to the planet Earth. Not that you can reach out and touch it, but nonetheless, it's very close. Not only is it very close, it's very fast moving. And any time we have a planet that's very fast moving, that planet is very powerful and effective. So this moon is called a super moon, a super new moon in Taurus, because it's in its perigee, meaning it's closest to the Earth, and it's very fast moving. It's a very powerful new moon. In a month like May, when we have such powerful new moon and other dynamic transits, like Mercury entering Gemini, its home and strongest placement, Saturn is also going direct, Mars entering Leo, a new sign after being in and out of Gemini and Cancer since September. Then we have Mercury retrograde, Jupiter going retrograde, so we have all this energy to expedite and change our lives. And you can take advantage of this energy right now. As you see, it's hard to make progress when the planets are not dynamically changing. But every time, and even like in the stock market, whether the stock market is going up and down, if you have a changing environment, you have the possibility for success. You have the possibility to rise to the occasion. You have the possibility to make changes in your life. So this is a pivotal month. The month of May is a pivotal month. And you need to take advantage of that. You need to be aware. You need to be conscious of those facts, okay? So we have a month when it's easy to make progress and it's easy to make changes. So I hope you get on board. I hope you get motivated to make some changes in your life. Saturn goes direct, ironically or coincidentally or not, on the same day as the new moon, this super moon. We are going places. The energy as Saturn goes direct is like being at a bus stop and everyone's trying to get on the bus and you are just taking your seat to go someplace, a trip perhaps. You see, as Saturn goes direct, it doesn't just stop, turn around, and start moving forward. No, it slows down a bit. It appears to be stationary, standing still, and slowly moves forward, like being at a bus stop, waiting to get on the bus because lots of people are trying to get down that same trip that you're going to, okay? So it slowly moves forward, just like a bus slowly moves forward before it picks up speed. It appears to be stationary, meaning standing still, slowly moving forward, and at that same time in space, Mars, the planet of action, enters Leo on May 9th. So Saturn doesn't pick up speed until about May 9th, meaning it doesn't get out of those same debris where it was stationary until May 9th, when Mars enters Leo. And that's a beautiful dance in the skies. That's when the party starts. it's potent because Mars will be parallel to this forward-moving Saturn. And a parallel aspect is almost like a conjunction. It's a double the oomph, just like we have with the planets Neptune and Uranus. Okay, they're intercepted right now, and they're almost parallel. So it gives us a double strength. So Saturn and Mars this month will give us the powerful strength to overcome obstacles. It'll make you courageous. It'll give you pioneering determination, ambition, confidence, daring, and also a little recklessness. Mars in Leo is affectionate. It's ardent. It's passionate. It's warm-hearted. It's generous. It's magnanimous. So if you were feeling down that nothing was changing in your life, rest assured it can, it will, and it is changing. And what does all this mean to your life? Well, all right, we're going to open up the phone lines right now. And remember, you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology Live on the BBS Radio Network station number 2 every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific. And I am Terry Nazon, your celebrity astrologer and psychic. I believe we have a caller on the line. Caller?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
My name is Joy.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
Good.
And what is your date of birth?
727-55, Gemini rising.
And how can I help you today, Joy?
Well, I got all the stuff out of my trunk, the junk out of the trunk, and it took me a lot of years, and I wanted to know what's in store for me on the relationship side.
All right. Very good. Did you just hear my whole dissertation about what's happening in May?
Yes, and May 9th seems to be a powerful day.
Exactly. So let's take a look and see what's going to happen. And you want to know specifically what's going to happen in your love life. And you say you've been working on yourself. And you're a Leo. So, of course, you're going to love this Mars in Leo. And it's going to be parallel, Saturn going direct. So you're going to have determination, strength to get out there and perhaps put yourself on the dating scene, because perhaps you haven't felt like getting out there and dating someone new, or you haven't had the motivation, or you've been hanging on to the past. Does that sound right?
Well, I have been online, and I met someone, but not sure where that's headed.
Okay. Well, how long has it just been hanging in there? You haven't met the person, so it's obviously you're just talking right now, right?
No, I met him twice, actually.
Okay. All right. So what's going to happen around May 9th, or maybe just before May 15th, is I feel that you are going to have to, like, you're going to just make a decision about this, okay? Because in your chart, you have a mixture of planets in Leo, a mixture of planets in Cancer, okay? And sometimes the planets in Cancer, especially because Mars has been in and out of the sign of Cancer, can be a little not active enough, meaning they don't proactively go after what they want. They kind of wait, all right? So Mars in Leo is going to kind of make you give this an ultimatum. You may not give it an ultimatum. You may keep your paramour there on in the Internet, but you are also going to go after somebody else, too, okay? So in your own mind, it's going to be a decision-making time, and you're right on the verge of it right now. I feel that you're a little bit disillusioned with this, and the reason I'm saying this is because Mars is on your Uranus, and it's squaring your Neptune. So it's not going as fast as you'd like, and it's not really moving forward. So I think by May 9th, you may make a pivotal move decision to either just put yourself back out there online, because I don't see this going where you want it to go. But I do see delightful things for your love life, just delightful, just wonderful. I think the best is yet to come, Joy, and I think your name spells it all. I think you have a lot of joy coming. I really do.
And when do you see that, by the end of the month?
In the month of May, towards the end of May, between May 15th and May 30th, I think you're going to meet somebody new.
Okay. Great.
All right?
Thank you.
I thank you for calling, darling. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. And again, you're listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology Live on the BBS Radio Network, station number 2, and I'm here every Thursday at 7 p.m. and 4 p.m. Pacific time. And we are talking tonight about the planets in the month of May. I don't know if you have visited my website, www.terrynazon.com, and seen the daily, weekly, monthly, yearly horoscopes that are up there, because the monthly horoscopes really give us a challenge and help us to move forward now that we've been dealing with both Saturn and Mars. Mars has been in and out, in and out, in and out the sign of Gemini and Cancer, and Saturn has been retrograde in the sign of Virgo. So it hasn't been, let me say, the most active time to move forward with ongoing problems and dilemmas. An interesting thing that I did note on my website about Saturn in Virgo is that many people haven't been communicating with somebody. Perhaps a lot of people have stopped talking to siblings, members of their family, loved ones, marital partners, significant others, and because Saturn in Virgo, Virgo is a Mercury planet that rules communication. It works work and job, communications, crisis-to-crisis events. Some of the miscommunications have been because we have been reluctant to get involved in hissy fits, crisis-to-crisis, trivial misunderstandings, nitpicking, that sort of thing. So now that Saturn is going direct, we can now move forward in communications. We also have Mercury during this time, too, right, with the new moon, moving in its natural home placement of Gemini. All this is going to be very good for us to open up the lines of communication, learn how to communicate without overreacting, which is a Virgo trait, overreacting, and to just communicate on a much better aspect here. So communication is going to be very important in the month of May. And I just want to let you know that you can, this is a live show, and we are taking calls, and you can call in at 1-888-345-3025, and you can speak to me, Terry Nazon. I'm sorry, I gave the wrong phone number. It's 888-228-4494. You can give us a call here, 888-228-4494 if you would like to speak to me and ask me a question, or 1-877-489-6350. We're talking about May's planets, and we have a super new moon coming up. The super new moon is called the moon in perigee. It's the moon being very close to the planet Earth and in very quick motion. We have Mercury at the same point entering a new sun, Mercury, where it's very powerful, too. And we have Saturn finally going direct, and we have Mars finally moving forward and out of the sign of Cancer, where it has been retrograde, holding up a lot of our lives in general, and helping, and this will help us to move forward and to some of our plans, our goals. If you're looking for a new job, if you're looking to reconnect with a past love, a new love, this is the time to do it. Again, we are live on the radio tonight, and you can give me a call at 888-228-4494 or 1-877-489-6350. And you are listening to me, Terry Nazon, and you can visit my website at www.terrynazon.com. Now, just as Saturn goes direct in Virgo, we have, like I said, Mars is moving into the sign of Leo. And both of these planets are going to be in a parallel with each other. Parallel is going to be somewhat similar to the conjunction, meaning that we're going to have the power of those two planets to use at our disposal. So the planet Saturn in Virgo and the planet Mars in Leo is going to combine in a parallel aspect just along the same time around May 9th and May 10th, and these are going to give us the energy of courage, okay, and strength, and we won't be afraid of anything. We can just move past any of our engrams or any of our blockages, okay? So you can give us a call at 888-228-4494 if you'd like to speak to me and you'd like to ask me a question. We are talking about May's fantastic aspects, okay? And this is a pivotal month as we're moving into some very dynamic energy that's going to help us change our lives. We're going to find love, romance, we're going to find work, and we have the energy in the month of May to do it. Now, let's face it, you know, many people, what keeps them from studying astrology really is the fact that they are afraid of numbers. Because when you start to get into astrology, you realize that it's a lot of numbers, and what's even more scary, it's a lot of degrees, and it's a lot of angles. That seems very mathematical. But, you know, to be a good astrologer, you have to be able to read the numbers and have your brain tuned into recognizing patterns, angles, and even the imaginary ones, like such as midpoints, okay? With that in mind, there's a configuration in the planets with the lunar nodes, Saturn, Neptune, and Jupiter. And so this suggests that as the Pluto revolution, as I call it, is underway, that many people are in situations that are confining, and they're looking for ways out without making anyone mad or alienating anyone or drawing attention to themselves. It's like being held captive and trying to be nice to your captors while you're devising a plan of escape. But this is not going to work. So there will be people who are going to be stuck in their lives without ever realizing that they have the chance to change their lives in the month of May, because they're going to be trying to stay and work within their situation, which may not be easy to do, and it may not promote the change that's needed. And remember, you are listening to Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and you can give us a call here. We're live on the BBS Radio Network station number 2 on Thursday, 7 p.m. and 4 p.m. Pacific. And you can give us a call at 1-888-228-4494. Our lines are open right now, and we are taking calls. And from the number of calls that I had before I started the show, I know that you're out there, and I know that you're listening. And we are talking about this month's planetary aspects in the month of May that are very dynamic, very wonderful, and promote all kinds of change. The most important is, of course, this new moon with the phrase coined by the astrologer Richard Knoll, the supermoon. The supermoon meaning that it is very close and very fast and very dynamic in the fixed sign of Taurus. And as we look at the chart of the new moon, we see that it is between the Sun and it is between Venus. So we also have Venus there, and it's also conjoining in an aspect to some very powerful fixed stars. Okay, so this is a dynamic new moon. The first half of the month is simply just wonderful for us to grab a hold of that energy and really try to make some positive changes in our life. Now, don't forget, you can give me a call at 888-228-4494 if you'd like to speak to me. So we have this configuration with the outer planets, with Saturn, the lunar nodes, and meaning that the lunar node, the north node, is conjoining Neptune, and the south node is in the sign of Leo, where Saturn had been for the last 2 years. And we have a caller, and we'll resume our conversation about Saturn and the lunar nodes. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who's calling?
My name is Connie.
Hi, Connie, how are you?
I'm okay.
And what is your date of birth?
6/4/55.
Okay. And are you really kind of excited about this new moon in the month of May?
I am.
Have you ever heard that phrase, super moon?
No, I haven't.
Uh-huh. And did you know that this moon was called, this new moon in Taurus is a super new moon?
Oh, boy.
And how can I help you today, Connie?
Well, I'm kind of wondering about what's going to happen with my marriage. I've been separated for about 4 months, and I think he's kind of stuck.
Did you get your prenatal chart from my website?
Well, I did sign up for it, but I haven't received it yet.
Okay, you haven't received it yet. Okay. Let me see. So
and he's an Aquarian.
Because this is such an important question, Connie, I'm going to do your chart right here. You're 6'4", 55. What time were you born?
I think my mom said I was born around like 1:30 in the afternoon. It was the afternoon.
That's a nice time to be born.
Yeah.
It is, because any time you're not, most people are born at, between midnight and sunrise.
Right.
Did you know that?
I guess
when you're not born between midnight and sunrise, that's supposed to be very good. Now, what city were you born in?
Chicago.
Okay, very good. So you've been separated for 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
Since December?
Actually, beginning of January.
Okay. All right, so let me take a look here. And so you really don't know where that's going. Let me just see what's going on in your chart. All right, so you're a Cancer, so you definitely have probably been having problems in your marriage.
I thought I was a Gemini.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at your Cancer. You know what I'm staring at? I'm staring at that Mars in Cancer. Sometimes my eyes go straight to the problem.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
I'm looking at your chart right now, and if your time is right, we have you as a Virgo rising, and you have all these planets sitting on top of your chart, which is very nice. It makes you a high achiever. It hasn't been easy for you, but it makes you a go-getter and a high achiever, correct?
Yes.
You strive for a certain level of perfection, you know. Although I feel that you haven't had it easy. It hasn't been easy for you. You've struggled and you fought for everything you got. But this the Mars has been instigating your marriage, because the 10th house can sometimes rule the men in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So now that Mars is moving into the sign of Leo, it's going to be moving into your 11th house. And you said he's an Aquarius.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so Mars is going to be opposing his sun sign. He's going to be missing you. He's going to be missing you.
Good.
It's not even going to surprise me if he just doesn't start coming over every once in a while, you know what I mean, for this or that, okay? But I still think that you have problems, because there's an imbalance in the relationship, and I'll tell you why. You have Saturn in your 12th house, which I consider one of the hardest transits to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a karmic cycle. How long have you been married?
13 years.
13 years. All right. So there's always this imbalance about who loves who more. And I know that that's probably something that you and he have been struggling with for a while now, correct?
Yes.
There was a time he loved you more and was chasing you, and then now you love him more. You know, that's the way of the world, sort of. So as far as I can see, there is a threat of divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there is a threat of divorce. Only if one of you gets a bug up their butt and just does it in a fierce, quick thing. Because I don't know if you can make it through when Mars opposes Uranus, that hits your midheaven.
Mm-hmm.
And something, it might just infuriate you to no end. And I'm also feeling, does he have another woman?
No.
No?
No.
There's a silence on my end. How do you know that?
I just feel it. I think I would know.
All right. I'm going to say that because Neptune and the North Node are both opposing your Pluto, and they were squaring your Venus in your 8th house for about the last year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime we have a Neptune aspect here, it means third-party involvement, okay?
I really don't think, no.
Okay. All right, because when Neptune opposes your Pluto, it also means secrets revealed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, you know, that's fine, you know, but like I said, I would say through August, there's a threat of a divorce, but only if you get really heated and angry about something, which I do see happening.
So it would be more initiated by me rather than him.
That's what I'm seeing. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah
that's
okay.
What I'm seeing. I think you could get, like, dog crazy mad about something, and you just might say, that's it, and you might run to the lawyer's office and just get very angry. So
mm-hmm.
if you can wait and if you can be patient, a lot of the things that you are going through with him, okay, can
mm-hmm.
be ironed out by the end of the year.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So it's going to take a lot of growth, a lot of, you know, strength on your part and patience, and then the whole situation can turn around again. And I feel if you wait till November, December-ish, then I think you'll be happy. Not to say that he's not going to come back and like you've been experiencing this on-again, off-again stuff with your relationship. I still feel that's, you know, the way it's going to be.
Right. Right. So, in other words, he's not going to just show up one day.
I think he's gonna try to come back. He's going to be in and out. He's going to say all this spiel about, I'm confused. I don't know what I want. I want you.
Exactly.
You know
that's
mean?
All. That's all he keeps saying. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, but like I said, I feel, you know, he's going to keep doing that. And like I said, but, you know, he could be going through a midlife crisis or something. But I feel that there's a lot of information going to be coming to you that could just make you mad, you know?
Okay.
And that's the only condition that I would see, a divorce.
Okay.
Is if you get mad about it and you just say, hell with this, you know?
Right.
All right. So I did do your natal chart, and you can send me an email, and I will email you your chart that I did for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Bye. And you are listening, for those of you who just have tuned in, you are listening to Terry Nathan Talks Astrology on the BBS radio network, station number 2. We're here every Thursday at 7 p.m. and 4 p.m. Pacific time. And I am Terry Nathan, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and you can call us in live. Give us a call. I'm here ready to take your calls, 888-228-4494. And we are talking about May's fantastic aspects. And we have another caller on the line. Hi, caller.
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Just fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And what's your date of birth?
12/18/62.
And how can I help you this evening?
Oh, I was just wondering how May is going to affect me in career.
In your career. And have you heard much about this supermoon?
Yes.
What did you hear?
Just that it's very powerful. It's a good time to release anything that isn't really working your way. But also more so about the environmental, like a lot of earthquakes, a lot of storms, the earth shifting a lot, that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right. So are you a student of astrology, Jennifer?
I would say yes, I am. I dabble
Very
in it.
Good. Very good, because we definitely need more people studying astrology to up the level of the predictions that are out there. So as I'm looking, you are a Sagittarius, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And a late degree Sagittarius, but you're also feeling rumblings because Uranus is opposing, looks to me like it could be opposing your moon. I didn't do your chart right now. I'm just looking at the ephemeris and looking at your chart. You seem to be needing to move into another career direction, and you're motivated by money, maybe staying at home, maybe being a little more freer with your time, and also too that you would be more in control of your financial future. That, like, you would be, the more I work, the more I make. The less I work, the less I make. Right?
Right.
And I see that this is not just something that started in you. It's something that you have been mulling over for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. And I also feel that you have any idea what you would love to do, because I feel like that you're very talented. You could do multi-talented, in fact. And I think you'd probably be loving to do something a little bit more spiritual. Is that right?
Well, right now I am a spiritual advisor. I'm a psychic.
Okay.
And I'm really not sure what direction I want to go into, and that's my problem. There's so many things that I love doing.
Well, that's what I'm seeing, is that you're very talented and got lots of different, avenues that you could go in. What I'm seeing is, as you know, that you have Neptune is opposing your Mars along with the North Node. So in the configuration, your Mars is at 24 degrees Leo, and at the other end, you have Neptune and the North Node opposing your Mars, and the South Node is on your Mars. So it's almost as if that the answer hasn't come yet, and it's saying to me, it's coming. But it's going to come, like, in a very dynamic, very spiritual, inspiring way. So probably within the next month or two, you will get inspired. You will know what you are, which direction to go into, okay? What I'm seeing here is it's still going to be more in along the lines of business, because you do have Capricorn in Mercury. And so I feel like this is going to be more in the lines of maybe a group business, maybe opening like workshops or classes, or even opening like a retail store, because this is business. This is hardcore business that I see, all right? But it has to use your great potential of creativity, which is about to be, unleashed.
Right.
And so I feel like the answer is going to,
Is that because of the Mars in Leo?
It's because the South Node is on your Mars and Neptune's opposing, so the door the door hasn't been opened yet for which direction you're supposed to go into.
Okay. So I'm not going nuts.
What?
I said I'm not going nuts, just sitting
still.
I know it's coming.
No, but, because you're Mars in Leo, that's a fixed sign, and you want answers now.
Yeah.
And universe is saying, wait a minute, we haven't introduced you to the right person yet, or we haven't given you the right idea, the right book, the right inspiration. Hold on. So universe is actually putting everything in place, and this is about to happen. So before the end of June, I would say right around the weekend of the 21st or the 22nd, I feel it could be a person that you hear, it could be a book that you read, it could be, some inspiration, even perhaps a dream that comes to you that says, yes, this is the direction you should be going into.
Okay.
All right? And it's going to be very spiritual because the planet Neptune is involved.
It tends to always be that way.
Yes. Oh, really? Okay, great.
Yes.
I thank you for calling. Is that it? Do you have another question?
Do I have another question? Actually, I'll be talking to you later because I'm the host of AIRS. You're going to be on my show later. So I just
thank you. Thank you for reminding people that at what time, Pacific?
9 o'clock Pacific time on Station 1. You will be joining me, and I'm very honored and looking forward to it.
Wonderful. Oh, I'm looking forward to it, too. So if you didn't get your questions in right now, 9 p.m. Pacific time, you can hear me again on Jennifer's show. And we're going to be talking again about all these dynamic aspects. And I think we're going to have a wonderful show, right?
Yes, we always do with you on the air.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. And you're listening to Terry Mays on Pox Astrology, and we're live on the BBS Network, station number 2. We're every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific time. I'm here live on the BBS Radio Network, station number 2, And I want to welcome you, if you're just joining us, you can call in live on my radio show right now, 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. And we have a caller right now. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excited. I'm excited about this supermoon.
That's great.
What is your date of birth?
2/28/54.
Okay. And how can I help you tonight?
I was wondering if I should start a new business. I know that Jupiter is at the top of my chart, but I also have Uranus at the bottom of my chart, which is in my birth chart. But I'm just saying, Jupiter is transiting.
Okay,
it's usually in my second house.
Hold on. I'm not good on the spatials. Jimmy, you're 2/28/54. Have you gotten your prenatal chart from my website yet?
No, I have one, though.
Okay.
I was born at 9:01 a.m.
All right, and where were you born?
In Pueblo, Colorado.
Okay. And do you study astrology?
Yeah, a bit.
Okay, very good. Because, you know, I love to encourage people just to stretch themselves and learn more and more and more, because we just need more good astrologers out there. So I have you here as a Taurus rising, correct?
Right.
Okay. And so when you say Pluto is at the bottom of your chart, I have your...
No, I meant Uranus. I meant Uranus. Pluto's actually in my eighth house.
Your eighth house? No,
I have Pluto.
You're February 28, 1954, 9 a.m., Pueblo, Colorado.
Oh, it was transiting my eighth house.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry.
No, right.
It's in my fifth house, I think.
All right, quiet. So on the bottom of your nadir, we have Uranus and the South Node. Those are very explosive energies. Is it hard for you to sit still?
Not usually.
No?
No. I'm pretty mellow.
How do you act under pressure? You can take pressure?
Most of the time, yeah.
Okay. Because typically, you know, Uranus here near the fourth house cusp. The fourth house is security issues, okay? It's also a wealth-building house. And you have Mars over there in the eighth house. Now, these are very karmic houses. So sometimes with the karmic houses 4, 8, and 12, the person can have fear and anxiety issues to deal with. First of all, you know, and having your own business can really be fearful and lead to a lot of pressure and anxiety. I'm seeing that you're a Pisces in your 11th house, so that's another 11th house, you know, Uranian type energy that we have going on here. What kind of business were you thinking of going in?
I have a multi-level marketing business right now.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But I also have a friend who turned me on to this amazing water system. And it's also a multi-level marketing thing, sort of.
Okay.
So
you were asking me, should you go into that?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I don't see anything here to say that you should or shouldn't. All right?
Right.
You've been dealing with that Pluto in your eighth house, which I don't have to tell you has been a nasty transit, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Pluto in the eighth house, along with Saturn in the 12th, those are hard transits, because like I'm telling everybody, these are karmic houses, all right?
Right.
And they're very difficult. So you're going to have Pluto as almost out of your eighth house, so that's going to help your financial situation a whole lot, all right? And then you've had Mars back and forth in your Uranus and your South Node, and that's lending to just instability or just things not being stable enough, okay? So I think once Mars moves into Leo, I think this should be great for you. So I would say,
right.
Yes, if you want to start something new, by all means, use that energy of Mars and Leo and Saturn going direct. So wait until about the 9th or the 10th, and I think that that'll be a fantastic time to begin this.
Great.
All right?
Thank you so much.
I would say, I would say, you know, you're used to the energy of Pluto in your eighth house, okay? It's going to be out by the end of this year, and so then you can expect just an outpouring of money to come in next year.
Great.
Okay? Very good.
Great. Thank you.
Anything else? You're welcome.
I was just wondering about Jupiter transiting my 10th house now. Will that help also?
Well, Jupiter is right on the cusp of your 10th house, but it's on your north node. The north nodes are destiny timers, and, you know, they don't produce the greatest of energy. So if you're expecting that, you know, Jupiter in my 10th house is going to be fantastic for business and I'm going to be successful, blah, 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 you really need to look that it's on your north node, because the north node has the power to cancel out Jupiter, okay? So if you're wondering, hey, where's all this good fortune that I was promised when Jupiter went into Capricorn in my 10th house, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And it's opposing your Uranus and your south node. So I would say that it, as long as it stays at 20 degrees Capricorn, you're not going to see what you had expected, okay? So I'm going to say probably 2009, like I had said, when Pluto's out of your eighth and Jupiter's in Aquarius in your 10th house, then I think you're going to feel it.
Okay. All right, great.
I know, darling, I know. It's karma time. It's just karma time, right?
Well, I've been really, you know, focusing on my spiritual studies for the last about 9 or 10 years.
And you know what? And absolutely. And then, you know, and still you're almost there. It's like you have one more mountain to climb and you're there.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So don't give up now. You're almost to the top.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, darling. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, everyone. I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And welcome to my live call-in radio show on the BBS Radio Networks. And I'm here every Thursday at 7 p.m. and 4 p.m. Pacific time. And I want to tell you that the lines are now open for you to call in at 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. And we're talking about the planets in the month of May. We've got this super moon, what Richard Knoll has coined as a super moon, a very powerful new moon. And it's potent because the moon is in perigee. It refers to the moon being at its closest to the earth, okay? You can't reach out and touch, but being that it's so close, it's very fast moving, okay? So anytime we have a planet that is fast moving, it's very powerful, okay? And we're also got, at the same point, we have Mercury moving into its own placement in the sign of Gemini, where it too is very powerful. So we see communications, we see a strength of character, and we see ourselves getting excited about life again. We have Saturn going direct, and as Saturn goes direct, we also have Mars moving out of the sign of Cancer, where it is in its detriment, meaning Mars is weak in the sign of Cancer. It's not strong. A sign like Mars rules the sign of Aries. It's squaring its placement. It's in Cancer. It's in a water sign. So it's called in its detriment. So it means that we have had lessons to learn. We've had to accumulate more experience. And Mars just is not active. It's not proactive. It doesn't have that get up and go and do that it's going to have in Leo, in a fire sign. So once Saturn goes direct in the sign of Virgo, Mars moves into the sign of Leo. They are parallel in the heavens right around May 9th. Parallel means we have a combined energy there of Mars and Saturn, and that is going to give courage. It's going to be very powerful. It's going to give a powerful strength to overcome obstacles. It's going to make you courageous, pioneering, determined, ambitious, confident, daring, a bit reckless. Mars in Leo is affectionate. It's ardent. It's warm-hearted. It's magnanimous. So if you were feeling down that nothing was changing in your life, you can rest assured it can, and it is changing. And what does all this mean to your life? Well, give me a call tonight. Our lines are open, 888-345-3025, and you can give us a call here at the BBS Radio Network. And I'm sorry, I keep saying the wrong telephone number, 888-228-4494. That's 888-228-4494. What do these planets mean to you? Like I said, we've got tremendous energy potential. I know dynamic things are going to happen in your life, okay? 888-228-4494. And we have a caller on the line. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Mabel.
Mabel?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
6/27/1953.
Okay. And how can I help you today?
Well, I've been having a relationship with a Leo. He was born August the 1st.
No. Only one birthday at a time. What time were you born, Navelle?
7:55 p.m.
A.M.?
P.M.
I didn't hear you.
P.M. in the evening.
Okay. And where were you born?
Los Angeles, California.
Okay, very good. And so let's take a look and see what's going on with you first, and then we'll, if we need to, we'll look at him. And if I did your chart on the radio tonight, drop me an email, visit my website at www.terrynazon.com. And
I actually have your you sent me one already.
Oh, fabulous, fabulous.
I don't know how to read it that well.
Well, you know what? That doesn't matter because you have to learn because we need more astrologers.
Okay.
All right. So talk to me about this relationship. It's been tough. Come on.
Well, it has been tough only because I'm exiting from a marriage of 20-something years, 25
yeah,
years.
Very hard. Very hard. Uh-huh.
So I'm very slow in really starting anything new. And this person has been around for a few years, on and off.
Yeah.
And I think
okay, now I'm seeing here that it has been a great life-changing event for you to get out of your marriage. It's almost as if you've had the rug pulled right from underneath you, okay? But I feel that you're going to feel very shortly once Mars moves into the sign of Leo and it parallels Saturn going direct, I think that's going to give you the courage to, all right, you know what, I'm going to start something here. I'm going to give it a try. So I think it's been about courage. I think that you've just been hesitating. You haven't really done anything with this person. But you know what, I think you're going to take a chance. I think you're going to get a little wild. I think you're going to get a little crazy. I think you're going to get a little reckless. And I feel that probably by the end of the month, maybe by the 20th, a little bit shortly around that time, I think you may give this guy a chance, and you may be ready for a deep connection with another person, because I feel also that you're very lonely and you feel abandoned, and I feel like you're going to be ready for some companionship and some love. So I predict that by the 20th, you won't hesitate any longer, and I see a relationship coming up.
Excellent. Excellent, because you are correct. I have been abandoned, and I have.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm so lonely. Yes, I have the courage now to go out.
You will have the courage to just throw caution to the wind and just do it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I need to do it. I think I need to do something because I'm just stuck here.
Yeah, but you know what? Don't worry about that. The courage will just come. And it'll be like just a little wind beneath your feet, and you will do it, okay? So it'll happen. Don't worry. It's going to happen, and you're going to be a different person for it. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you so much, Terry. I love your website, and I just love listening to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. And you are listening to Terry Nate on Talks Astrology on the BBS Radio Network, station number 2. I'm here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific. If you would still like a chance to talk to me later on, I'm going to be on Jennifer Hillman's radio show at 9 p.m. Pacific time. Don't forget that, Pacific time. So you have another chance to speak to me if I don't get to you on this show. Give us a call. The lines are open, 888-228-4494. I'm going to make you sick talking about this super moon. We've got a super new moon here coming up here, and it is a new moon in Taurus, and it's called the super moon. That's a phrase coined by the famous astrologer Richard Noel, and he calls it a super moon, and so that just stuck. The super moon, why does he say that? Why is it called a super moon? Because it's the moon in perigee, closest to the planet Earth. Not that you can reach out and touch it, but you'll feel like you can. And it's whenever a planet gets closest to the planet Earth, it moves very fast. Very fast-moving planets make for very powerful influences on the planet Earth. So we have the new moon on May 5th. We have Mercury moving into the sign of Gemini, its strongest home of placement. So, again, that's going to be another powerful movement. We have Mars entering Leo at the same time that Saturn picks up speed, okay? So we have those two planets in parallel, which is almost like, kind of, sort of like a conjunction, meaning it's going to give you the energy of two signs, Mars and Saturn, Mars and Leo and Saturn and Virgo. It's going to make you courageous. It's going to make you throw caution to the wind. It might make you a little reckless, but maybe you need that. Give us a call here at 888-228-4494 and join us at Taurus on Talks Astrology on the PBS Radio Networks here every Thursday at 7 p.m., 4 p.m. Pacific. And don't forget to visit my website at www.taurusnason.com where you can get your free horoscopes. I give away free natal birth charts. If you don't already have your free natal birth chart, you need to get your free natal birth chart, and you need to start studying astrology. You can get a free astrology newsletter, and you can also get a consultation and reading with me. I am available to do consultations and readings privately if you don't want your personal problems blared over the radio networks. That's fine if you're a little shy. We understand. 888-228-4494. Our lines are open tonight, and we have a dynamic month in the month of May here, with a dynamic placement that are going to get us all out of our ruts, going to get us all moving and talking. How about that? Talking. Because we have had Saturn in the sign of Virgo, which Virgo is ruled by Mercury, which is communications. Okay? So a lot of people haven't really been communicating, probably even shut down since about September, about communicating. So communications have been very difficult. So we get a second chance. We get to start over. We get to talk it out again. How about that? Maybe we'll do a better job of it. They say third time's a charm. Now, what do I mean third time's a charm? Because planets go back and forth and back. We get three tries to work out our karma. The planet goes direct on the first pass. It goes retrograde on a second pass. And then it comes forward again on a third pass. And, oh, boy, it has just been first pass on in Virgo, second pass at 1 degree Virgo, third pass at 1 degree Virgo. So in this first week of May, we get the second and third pass at 1 degree Virgo that we had gone through earlier in 2007 when we had Saturn just entered the sign of Virgo. So we have been dealing with this since about September. So the universe doesn't speed up so greatly that doesn't make us take baby steps and work through our progress. I hope that you take advantage of these dynamic transits that are happening in the month of May. I hope you get excited about them. And I hope that you take advantage and make those changes. Many of you will not be able to help yourself but to take advantage of them. Some of you are going to have to motivate yourself. Okay, Terry says these planets are moving. I got to do something. Do something. Do anything. Take a step. Take an action. And you're going to see the benefit. It's just you're going to reap the rewards of it, even when you don't feel like doing it. And I know one of the earmarks of Mars and Cancer is not feeling like doing this. I don't feel like doing that. I don't feel like doing that, okay? So Mars in Cancer, the energy, it's almost as if you have to put forth double the energy to take action, okay? Because Mars has been in its detriment in the sign of Cancer, meaning it can't have that forward-moving energy because it doesn't get it. Mars is fire. Cancer is water. The water puts the fire out. So we've all been going through, in its detriment means learning experiences. We're learning. We're still in school. We're learning. The universe just about stopped us and said, okay, go back to your classroom. Sit back down there and you learn. So this month, I hope you're excited as I am. And we have this super new moon. We have Saturn going direct. We have Mars finally changing signs. And if that's not enough to get you excited about life, I don't know what is. And if you did not get to speak to me tonight on the radio, you can visit my website at www.terrynazon.com and you can give me a call and speak to me in private at 888-334-7785. Or you can wait until 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can listen to me once more on the Jennifer Hillman Show. And we're going to have lots of fun because I know Jennifer loves astrology just as much as I do, and I know she's excited about the month of May. So I want everyone to be excited. You are going to be courageous because Mars is in Leo and it's parallel, a fast-moving, picking up speed, Saturn in Virgo. This is going to make you courageous. It's going to make you bold. It's going to make you brave. And that all happens by May 9th. So dynamic changes are happening. This is a month like no other, believe me. We have dynamic changes, and we have a few more minutes here. If you'd love to get in a quick call and speak to me or just say hello, 888-228-4494. That's 888-228-4494. And you are listening to me, Terry Nazon, and we're live on the radio on the BBS Radio Network, station number 2, every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. And you can get your free natal birth charts, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly horoscopes that I write personally myself every single day at my website at www.terrynazon.com. My website alone gets over 9 million visitors per month that read their daily, weekly, and monthly horoscopes online at my website, www.terrynazon.com. And you can read all about everything that I have just spoken to you about tonight. And I want you to study astrology. I want you to get your free natal chart from my website at www.terrynazon.com. And I don't want you to be afraid of it. I know it has numbers. I know it has angles. And none of us like geometry, all right? I understand that, but we'll walk you through it. You'll learn, and it's a lifelong hobby. We need more astrologers out there. We need everyone to study astrology because there's so much information and there is so much knowledge to be gained from this. We need to make our country a astrology nation, and that's what I'm pushing for, is that we all become astrologers, we all become astrology hobbyists, and that we make this nation an astrology nation. So again, I know you're afraid of those numbers. I know you're afraid of looking at the patterns in your chart and the symbols, and I know you just turn off when you see that. It's easier than you think. It's like memorizing your ABCs. And we have some very wonderful configurations in the planets this month. That they're lining up in such a way that are opening portals and doors and beckoning so many of you to take on a role, a more spiritual role in this lifetime. So I know many of you are getting the call. I know that you're getting inspired to do something spiritual because it's out there. All you need to do is go outside your door and look up in the sky and you see this is organic. This is a dynamic universe. It's alive. Those stars are moving. They're pulsating. And they're alive. And we're alive. So we just need to connect to them. So You are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I just want to remind you, we have the new moon in Taurus. It's called the supermoon. We have Mercury entering its own home placement of the sign of Gemini. We have Saturn going direct, and then we have Saturn moving a bit quicker because it's sort of in the stationary. It's not really moving. It looks like it's moving. It's not until about May 9th. At that point, we have it. We have Mars entering Leo in parallel with Saturn moving forward. We have, that's a dynamic, bold energy right there that you can tune into. We have Jupiter going retrograde this month. We have a Mercury retrograde this month, which will help us kind of like say, at the end of the month, sort of gain our bearings again and say, what happened? All right. So that tells me that we have dynamic energy in the month of May that you can all tap into, and I'd love for you to do so. If you have any questions about your chart, if you need help understanding your chart, or you want to know what's ahead in your future for you, I'm also just as good at making personal predictions as I am at making world predictions. So you can visit my website at www.terrynazon.com. You can get your free natal birth chart. You can give me a call for a personal consultation at 1-888-334-7785. And I thank you for listening this evening. And until next Thursday at 7 p.m. and 4 p.m. Pacific time, we are closing off here at the BBS Radio Networks. And this is the ending of our show. I want to thank you for listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Thank you.